Isn't it amazing when you hear something completely idiotic, you know it's coming from a prog, a liberal, and more often than not, if it's on TV, you know it's coming from MSNBC, the network that recently had the good sense to get rid of that liar, Ed Schultz. Now, the subject here is the University of California, now run by Janet Napolitano, who has given applicants for admission 6 choices to describe their gender. They can go with male, female, trans male, trans man, trans female, trans woman, gender queer, gender nonconforming, and different identity to describe their gender. Now, the idiocy from MSNBC, they have somebody named Danielle Moody Mills. She's listed as a NBC black contributor, Melissa Harris Perry debacle, and had this to say about people who misgender somebody.
We need to stop misgendering people in the media. And there needs to be some type of fine that's put into place for outlets, for media outlets, whether they be print, online, radio, or what have you, that decide that they're just not going to call people by their name, right? And that they're going to misgender them just because they can. And that's what we saw with Casey Haggard, we saw in the press, we've seen all over the place, and it's ridiculous. There are guidelines that have been put in place by GLAAD, right, that have been put out to all press outlets. And if you don't follow them, you should be fined by the FCC. It should be that serious.
Fined by the FCC if you don't use the pronouns that GLAAD has demanded you use? These are the thought processes that liberals use. Be very afraid for your freedom of speech. And in the traveling Solomon Brothers studio back in the Rocky Mountains, this is Neil Bortz.